David Price is pitching with confidence. Andrew Benintendi keeps making outstanding catches in left field, and the two-out rally has become a calling card of the Red Sox offense. Those factors and a bullpen that no longer appears to be the weak link in a championship-caliber chain has the Boston Red Sox up 2-0 in the World Series over the Los Angeles Dodgers after a 4-2 win at Fenway Park last night. As they have in every one of their wins in these 2018 playoffs, the Red Sox got on the board first with Ian Kinsler driving in Xander Bogaerts in the bottom of the second, and David Price cruised through the first three innings before running into trouble in the fourth. He gave up the lead in that inning, but the Dodgers failed to capitalize on a golden opportunity to blow the game open when they had the bases loaded with nobody out and got just two runs out of that scenario. A sac fly scored one run, then Price gave up a single to Yasiel Puig that gave LA a 2-1 lead, but Price struck out Kiki Hernandez and then got a fly out to end the inning, and you kind of had that feeling the Dodgers let the Sox off the ropes and would regret the failure to land a knockout blow. In the fifth, the Red Sox turned the tables and loaded the bases against LA starter Hyun-Jin Ryu, who'd been keeping the vaunted Red Sox offense in check to that point. Ryu got two quick outs, but the Red Sox have thrived in producing two-out rallies. Christian Vasquez singled, Mookie Betts followed suit, and Andrew Benintendi walked to put ducks on every pond. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts didn't trust Ryu to get out of that jam, turning to Ryan Madsen out of the bullpen, and that's a move he'd like to take back. Madsen walked Steve Pierce to force in a run to tie the game. Then J.D. Martinez proved he doesn't have to hit home runs to be an offensive threat. Instead, he dumped a flare single to right that scored two more runs. Price completed the sixth and secured his second straight playoff victory after going his entire 10-year career without one. He gave up just three hits and two runs over six innings while striking out five and walking three. And I'd say he was squeezed a bit by the home plate umpire in at least two of those free passes. Nevertheless, Price going six allowed manager Alex Cora to employ just three more relievers in Joe Kelly, starter Nathan Eovaldi, and then closer Craig Kimbrell to seal the win. That trio was perfect. None of them gave up a hit through the last three innings. And let's not overlook yet another terrific catch by Benintendi, who robbed Brian Dozier in the top of the fifth, leaping just in front of the wall and left, doing a baseball version of a grand jeté to snag a line drive screamer that looked destined to dent the monster when it left the bat. So it'll be Rick Porcello facing the excellent lefty rookie for L.A., Walker Buehler, in Game 3 out in L.A. Without a lefty starting for Boston, the Dodger lineup will feature more of their left-handed power bats, and L.A. did lead the National League in homers this season, so things could turn around quickly if they win Game 3. But right now, the Red Sox are doing exactly what they need to do to reach their goal of a fourth World Series title in the past 15 years. To the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are now 7-3 on the season after a 4-2 win over the Winnipeg Jets. Nazem Kadri scored his first goal of the season for the Leafs. In men's college soccer locally, Serafin Irikandu had two goals to lead the Castleton Spartans to a 3-0 shutout win over the SUNY Poly Wildcats. Castleton's field hockey squad lost for just the fourth time this season, a 3-1 setback against Rensselaer Polytechnic. And kudos to the St. Michael's women's soccer team, which has just one win on the season, but ran to a scoreless draw yesterday against rival Franklin Pierce, a team that's tied for first place in the Northeast 10 Conference. Purple Knights keeper Liz Valentini was the star in this one, making a career-high 13 saves to earn the shutout for St. Mike's.